This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Welcome back, Ash.
Thanks, guys.
Tell us, make a speech. Tell us things about your holiday that you couldn't tell us on air and can only tell us on the podcast. You were in Sicily.
I was in Sicily, yeah.
Very romantic place.
It was a lovely romantic place.
Is there a ring on it?
No, there's no ring.
Oh, for fuck's sake,
not
Alex.
Not at all. We were in the city of Palermo for a couple of days and then we went to like a beach town outside. Now, it was gorgeous and we had such a good time. We'll say, it's not all White Lotus.
No.
Where I was.
Okay.
It was a beautiful place, beautiful beach, beautiful water. Oh my God. But like, you kind of go off the main like strip and she's a bit dingy.
Yeah. I'd imagine so.
Like, I do think that's like...
That's a lot of Italy though, to be fair.
I think like southern Italy isn't... It's like the north of Italy is famously like way richer
Milan
than the south. Yeah. So it was just like, it was just funny because we went to walk to this restaurant one night and it was like not on the strip of the beach. It was like a local kind of restaurant and it was really good food. But it was like a 20 minute walk and we walked down this street, right? And like the fucking path is like, there's trees growing like in the path or whatever, but then the path is completely buckled
from the roots
or whatever. So the path's all over the place and there's like chunks of the path gone. Every car is covered in scrapes.
No way.
Because they're all just fucking scraping off each other the whole time. And some of the streets are so skinny.
Is it just Rome or is it Italy in general that are stereotypically bad drivers?
Oh, our driver booted it from the airport and we got a taxi in because he arrived really late. Oh my God, I was booming up the Sicilian
M50. You'd be so scared, wouldn't you, sometimes?
It was Sicilian M50. Yeah.
I felt he was in control. But on this street then, it was so weird. There was like loads of weeds growing up in the middle of the path and all the bushes, everything was covered in like this cotton wool.
Right.
And we were like, what the fuck? And afterwards we went home and like I was walking in. Afterwards I was walking in like my Birkenstocks. So I was like having to walk through it all. We looked it up afterwards. We think it's this thing called mealybug.
Oh, go on.
And it's this white bug that like infests the whole area and spools. It's like
I didn't like that.
Covered in mealybugs.
Spools.
Yeah, I don't like it. It was just so funny. And I kind of felt like, and as I said, had such a good time and the beach and all was gorgeous. But you do feel like a bit of a fraud sometimes with your photos of like beautiful cathedral, whatever.
And behind you is a derelict building and shit like that.
But like that's just like places. Like,
that's just how it is,
Not everywhere is picturesque in every corner. Like, and it was very like cool. It was very real, you know. It was kind of definitely like not that touristy. Like I wasn't walking around being like, oh, there's loads of English people or whatever. Like it felt like a lot of like Italians were there.
Very
you know
good.
Maybe it's where they go on their holidays kind of thing.
I think there's a place I think around Italy, there's an island around Sicily called something else. Sardinia?
Yeah, I was there before actually. Yeah,
that's supposed to be another place that like Italians go on holiday.
It was cool. We went to this place called Cefalù that was really gorgeous and it was like a town on the water, and the beach there is the beach in the first scene of the second season of The White Lotus.
Oh, where, the body.
Not a spoiler because it's the first scene.
A body is
floating in the
water.
That's
cool.
And that was the beach, yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
That beach
I like going to see places from movies.
Well, I'm going to Lanzarote in 2 weeks.
Ah, deadly.
I'll tell you all about the history of the place.
Watch out for that mealy worm.
Who are you going off with? Then that one, actually.
Ben.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, that's real.
I thought it was a girl.
Nope. I got to have a girl first.
Just Ben.
Yeah, just Ben.
Always Ben.
This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashling in the morning.
Ashling. Look at that, three mics going up now for the first time in a week.
Oh the moneymaker's back. What's going on, Ash?
I'm getting ready to speak into the void. The last time I came back, Emma didn't put my mic up about four times in a row.
I forgot about that, actually.
I wasn't used to the three. I was in a new routine. How are you? Welcome back.
I'm good. Yeah, thanks, Emil. I had a great time.
And you're still white as ever.
Would you leave her alone? I was just about to say you got a lovely tan, Ash.
Thank you. I worked hard on the tan, now, I have to say. Yeah, put in the hours.
You scrubbed it in, did you?
No, it is a real tan, but I have to put in the work. You know, you have to do the grueling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you need to be sweating. Like, sweating from all your pores.
And I have
choice.
This, and I think us as Irish people with, you know, very white skin, I have a theory that I will not tan unless I'm at the beach. I'm like, I'm wasting my time. Like, don't, I won't.
It's something about the breeze.
I won't get a tan walking to Lidl. I need to be on the beach. You know, you'll get a tan walking around. I won't.
Yeah.
I have to be focused.
You're a liar. No, you're a liar. I won't. Yeah.
I do sometimes get it in the pool, though.
I know. Of course, you can get a tan in loads of places.
I'm talking through my arse. Yeah. I'm saying you have this random thing in your head where you're like, I need to be focused.
I would totally get you. I feel like I'd need to actually think about it in order to get a tan. You can't just be walking around like day to day.
You need to have a little mantra in your head. Yeah.
If me and the sun are not communicating, this tan ain't happening. You know?
Or if you really, really, really just don't want to get a tan, just that's what you should say. Just like, I don't have time for a tan right now.
Don't go near me.
I'll stay in the shade here and then
the sun.
Just step outside, instant tan.
Little trickster.
That's how it works.
We flew home at like, all like 9:30 PM on Saturday night, which meant yesterday was a great day of getting everything ready, meal prepping and all the rest.
Very good.
But it was funny, we flew home from Palermo to Sicily, and because it was such a late flight, everybody had obviously gone to town on the tans all day on Saturday.
Yeah. Of course.
I'm not wearing cream, it's the last day. Everyone on the plane was as pink. It was so funny. I could actually feel the heat coming off people. Everyone was so big. We got to the airport and I was like, God, everyone's very burnt. And then I realised they were all on the Dublin plane.
Yeah, you wouldn't even have to look up at the screen to see they were all going to Ireland, would you?
Yeah, exactly.
There's skin specialists and doctors listening going, no. How many times do we have to tell you? Well, welcome back, Ash. We're kicking off with Hosier and Too Sweet here at Spin. Welcome.
Let's go. Spin's fully charged with now. It's Spin's fully charged, recharged.
How lovely is that, guys?
Oh, it's so, so good.
We were just saying it's rare for the follow-up single, for the big launch single, to be better than we think the first single.
I think it is better than
the first
one. Beautiful Things are still good, but that is class.
I was just about to say, if you don't know, that's Benson Boone and the first single, Those Beautiful Things That I've Got. But I think we like that a little bit more.
Was
Benson Boone in the room?
It's Emma, Dave and Aisling. This has been, we're all back together. Ash, you've been off for a week and you know how things move around here.
Hey.
They move fast.
Fast.
They move very, very fast.
Fast indeed.
And you have missed quite a lot.
I know.
A lot of things went on in the last week, I think.
Yeah, they did.
So let's see if Ash can guess any of them.
Yeah, let's see. This is like kind of a method of bringing you up to speed whilst putting you to the test because, you know, it's 12 minutes after 7. It's high time you were. Got a bit of a
some
workout.
This is my favourite little settler back into the week.
It is a nice settler.
I enjoy it, yeah.
What Aisling has missed. Let's go.
Let's go for question number one. Aisling, why was Emma speaking like this on Friday?
The Museum of Frying Pans. Turtles is my favourite snack. Rosses love free donuts. Pinch me on the back of my neck. Turtles!
Do you know what? I'm going to make a really good guess here.
Go on.
I think Emma was speaking like that because she was demonstrating what it was like when she got the mold for her Invisalign in the dentist's.
I can't give it to her. You were incredibly close, though.
Was it the retainer for her Invisalign?
It's basically what happened was she was seeing what she would sound like with braces as she's getting them fitted soon.
Okay.
I think that's a half mark, sure.
It's a half mark.
I was going a bit too specific.
No, but you're on the complete
right. If you had said something to do with braces, we would have given it.
All right, Ash, listen closely and do your best at figuring out what you think is going on in this clip.
What are those words? Spoken at the end. I love you,
Rita Ora.
Said no one ever. Joking.
I'm sure her husband has said it at some point.
That's such a joke. Big fat joke. I love Rita Ora. I actually haven't a clue.
Poor Al Rita. She was performing at a festival and there were some sound issues, so she just went to the crowd to try and get them to sing it a cappella, but no one knew the words.
Oh. So she's like, I love you, Rita.
Oh no.
Poor Rita.
What about this one? Why did Elton John make an appearance on the show last week?
Good times, Ash.
It was good.
He was here. I'm joking. I'm trying to throw you.
It's either one of two reasons. He's either taken over the Spin Friday Night residency.
Or surprise.
Or he's playing the Spin House Party stage at Longitude.
Both. Elton played at a conference that my cousin was at.
Stop.
At the conference, it was for employees of the tech company Cisco.
and they had a company-wide conference.
Oh, they're the people who do,
yeah,
like,
the telephones
the
and stuff, yeah. And Elton John performed.
What the
And we were
hell?
Saying,
Elton
what a wasted John. Opportunity not to get Cisco from Thong Song. You know,
yeah,
it was
really
right
was.
There.
Do you remember
Why
for
Elton
our
John?
Party, and we had Jamie from Jamie and Shireen?
And we were delighted. We were delighted with
That's
that.
That's the way it was back then. But they had Elton,
Elton John.
John.
Finally, Ash, what do you think caused this reaction?
Yes! Oh my God!
Are you actually joking me?
Just have a listen again.
Yes! Oh my God!
What could have possibly caused that much euphoria?
Oh my God, there's only one thing that could have caused that reaction, and that's that you gave away that bloody golden ticket for the second time while I was on holidays. Are you joking me? On Friday!
Oh my God!
Ash, you gotta stop going away on holidays because we gave away the golden ticket!
Yeah, no!
We did!
Oh my God!
We did!
It was a great day.
I was so excited to play today! What the hell?
It's gone, it's over, and not only was it won, we all said bye-bye because the golden ticket's gone on a holiday for the summer.
Yeah, it's gone.
What the hell?
We're not going to see it again until September. Bye, golden ticket.
But it'll
ticket.
Be back in September with a
it's
deadly
okay,
prize.
You have to wait till September.
You have to wait till September.
You never even got a chance to say goodbye. We all did together.
I don't think I've gotten a golden ticket win all year.
No.
I've missed the only two wins this year. Now I have to wait till 2nd September.
Yeah. So get working on some content that's going to go there.
We need some new ideas there.
Damn you, Tan. You ruined a good time. Oh, that's crazy.
Bye-bye. Bye, golden ticket.
Bye, golden ticket.
Bye, golden ticket.
Bye.
Guys, I can't believe we're finally cool enough to play this song in our show. What the hell?
Vandal on the track, bro.
Vandal on the track,
He's actually
bro.
French. So it's Vandal on the track.
You went with the da. The team up with Jem Payne, Pretty Girls Walk on Spin.
All the pretty girls walk like this. You get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Morning. I walked past a billboard the other day, and that's a total lie. I drove past a billboard the other day, and it was a giant photo of Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart. And I was like, yeah, that's an interesting team. Up, what could they be advertising? Bic lighters is what they were advertising.
Will you give me a reminder who Martha Stewart is?
I didn't think I'd have to explain who Martha Stewart was, to be honest. She's a very famous person in America. She's kind of old, and I'm pretty sure she was in prison.
Okay, she's not an actress or anything, no?
I think she might be an actress,
sorry.
I'm not sure.
Don't mean to throw the whole thing.
I actually don't know what she does. I just know the name.
Okay, businesswoman I'm seeing online.
I'm waiting to continue until I figure out what Martha Stewart
is. Martha Stewart, an American businesswoman. Yeah, she's 82.
She's an author, a cook, a gardener, a TV host, a podcast host, eternally curious, she says about herself.
A bit of a national treasure.
So she does a lot of stuff.
Okay, cool. Okay. Sorry, I just didn't know who she was.
That's okay. To be honest, either did I, and now I do. I'm very, very happy I did. But she is very famous. She does a lot of, like, do you ever see, like, the roast of, like, Justin Bieber and stuff? She was there, I mean, for some reason. She's quite funny. But she was on an advertising billboard with Snoop Dogg, and they were advertising Bic lighters. She was lighting candles. He was not. But I thought that was a weird kind of thing to see. And then I saw that the Lewis was branded with the exact same thing, Bic lighter. Do you remember the oat milk Lewis? Mm. Did you ever see that?
Yeah.
So it's the same thing, but with Martha and Snoop.
It's so random, I think, in general, to advertise lighters.
Yeah, it is.
Like, I'd never be like, do you know what now? I'm going to go for a Bic versus a...
Yeah!
Like,
what is another
candles
lighter?
Or whatever. Like, if people don't smoke, what else
brand.
Do you use one for apart from lighting the fire or a candle?
What's another brand of...
I honestly don't
Clipper.
Know.
Clipper.
Oh, yeah,
something,
yeah.
I think. Anyway, yeah, Snoop Dogg and Martha Ronda Lewis. Bizarre advertising campaign, but, I mean, we're talking about it, so...
Yeah, it works.
It works.
Big tick.
I started to think that I wonder what other time celebs were the face of brands and did it make sense? Jack Grealish plays for City and plays for England. Used to be Ireland, but we won't get into that. he has teamed up with Hellman's UK, right, to help everyone up their game ahead of the Euros 2024.
Sometimes I see sports stars doing this stuff, I'm just like, oh no.
So he's doing mayonnaise ads.
He's doing mayonnaise ads because they're the official mayonnaise partner of Euros 2024.
Oh, that makes sense.
That's even funnier than
Jack Grealish is the face of it.
Because athletes are meant to be eating mayo every day, heard.
Yeah. On their burgers,
I like when they go, we're the official mayonnaise.
So do I. Yeah.
Oh, thanks. I didn't know there was unofficial mayo.
And then he was dropped from the England squad.
Oh, was he?
He was, yeah.
Didn't you think it had something to do with that?
No. He was just dropped from the English squad.
They were like, ew, you're teaming with mayo. Get off the team.
Cringe.
he was just dropped. I don't know if he's injured or what's the story. He just wasn't playing well enough. But he was dropped. So kind of looks a bit silly now. Other bizarre celeb team-ups with brands include Arnold Schwarzenegger, ex-Lidl. Right?
What?
A move that surprised kind of everyone. Actor, businessman, filmmaker, politician and former professional bodybuilder was recruited by Lidl to become the new face of its DIY and gardening range. Wow. And it's bizarre.
I'm here to talk about my tools for success. Everything I've ever built was because I had the power in the palm of my hands. Just like you. I was not afraid to fail, to think outside the box. I built a new box.
I love it.
Oh my God, that's brilliant.
So bizarre.
Oh, well done.
He was on the ad just kind of like drilling stuff.
Nice one.
Love it. Others include, I can't believe it's not butter, Ozzy Osbourne.
What?
No idea. Don't know what's going on there. John Linden, he's from the Sex Pistols, another kind of rock star like Ozzy Osbourne, also teamed up with Country Life Butter.
What?
These rock stars and butter, I don't know, it just goes like...
Those
butters are the official butters of rock stars.
It goes like butter and toast. Yeah.
Morning Dairy Gold, we're right here.
Hugh Jackman with Lipton iced tea. You know that Lipton, you know the bottle of iced tea you can get?
Yeah.
A bit of a bizarre thing. A face toning exercise product in Japan was, the face of it was Cristiano Ronaldo, and he looks bizarre in it. It's so bizarre. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen for Aquafresh toothpaste. Kim Kardashian for Charmin toilet paper, and the Kardashian family for MasterCard. And then my favourite of all, that we all know, the king of bizarre time celebs with the face of products, Gary Lineker for Walkers.
Oh, I know.
Was that?
But it just goes hand in hand.
Yeah. They're so synonymous now that he was already on my mind.
Every time I'm watching BBC, I'm like, oh, I'd love a pack of crisps.
I know. Love this so much from Miles Smith. Turn it up. It's beautiful. It's called Stargazing. You're on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Good morning.
Time stood still.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
My new obsession. Love that man.
That song makes me feel like I'm in a coming of age teen movie.
I get you.
You know what I mean? And it's like, it's summertime and I've just left my friends, but I'm going off to like somewhere else to see other friends who I haven't seen in ages at the lake.
Or the person in the relationship who's made the mistake decides to go back and apologise and they're on their way.
They're on a train, catching the bus, they're sweating. And then they just look at her and go, you were right there all along.
Yeah, so
I love a Miles Smith at Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Good morning. This week we're teaming up with Codex, who are Ireland's premier office solutions provider, to help you protect your pen from those office pen pinchers.
I can't think
bloody everywhere.
I can't imagine more of a David Hammond thing to have on the show.
Right? I know. It's like I made this myself.
It really is your dream. Right now we're going to give somebody €200 cash and a premium gold pen. And at the end of the week, one of our daily winners is going to get a fancy upgrade. €1,500 cash to cover an office night out for you and your colleagues.
Unreal.
Unbelievable prize.
Very generous.
Super
very
sense.
Generous.
Who does that go to now? Does that go to the head of like the party planning committee?
Yeah, I know. There needs to be a bit of overseeing on this.
Yeah, this is a little bit of refereeing.
Somebody could be just pocketing that 1500.
So basically this morning, what's after happening here, because I love annoying Dave, I'm after pinching his pen.
Yeah.
And not only have I pinched it, I've locked it in a safe. And without your help, he can't get it back. We have three clues for you. You need to put in the 6-digit code and unlock the safe to get him back his pen. And honestly, I can't be coping with him unless he gets his pen back, because he'd be like a briar. Yeah. Michael thinks he knows. How are you, Michael?
Good, just on the way to work.
Very good. Stuff.
Do you work in an office, Michael, or where do you work?
Office kind of, warehouse kind of stuff.
Oh, okay. Very nice. What is in your warehouse?
Technology type stuff.
Interesting. And do you often use pens?
Yeah, a lot.
That's good.
Excellent.
That's
good. And is the gang in need of a night out, do you think?
Yeah, we do need one.
Big is time. Morale on the floor in there, Michael?
No, everyone likes a night out.
Yeah, of course they do. Yeah.
True. When was your last office night out? Would it have been Christmas?
Yeah, just after Christmas.
Okay. You know what you should do? If you win this on Friday, the big night out, you should not invite the bosses because they still owe you a summer party.
Yeah,
exactly.
Or they have to pay their own way.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
£1,500
quid. Just don't put this out on air then.
Yeah,
exactly. Oops,
Michael,
too late.
I need to get my pen back from the safe because it's been pinched by Emma. These are the clues that I've been left. The number of days in the month of February 2024
is 29.
Okay.
Interesting.
Thank you very much. 29. The number of stripes on the flag of the USA.
13.
13. Mm. Amazing. Thank you very much for that. And the number missing from this song.
22.
Okay, so we have
two. So I have 29, 13, 2. So I have 29, 1, 3, 2.
Hang it in there.
29, 1, 3, 2.
Yes!
My beautiful pen!
He got his pen back!
Get in!
And most importantly, Michael, €200 cash and a premium gold pen just for you.
Deadly. Perfect.
Happy day.
Thank
you're
very
in
much.
That draw on Friday, Michael. Have a lovely day. Thanks for listening.
See you, Michael.
You too.
Bye. If you missed out today, more chances to win again tomorrow and get yourself in that draw. Win that €200 cash and the premium gold pen, all with thanks to Codex.
Yeah, they are giving Dublin City commuters the chance to find a golden pen at various train stations in Dublin this week.
No way.
So stop by and give it a go. More info on codex.ie and on Codex socials as well.
Can we hunt for the gold pens at the train stations?
I kind of want to go now.
Yeah.
See you, Callum. Bye.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Summer's number one hip music station. This is Spin with Tiësto and Tate McRae and 10:35. I'm sad.
It's only 7:54, Emma, huh? Boom, boom.
Classic.
Thank you.
Back of the net.
It's Monday, I'm awake, I'm ready for it.
Yeah, he's flying.
Normally at this time, we talk about the golden ticket.
I know, it's so weird.
It is very strange.
What do we talk about then?
We would use this time in the next few minutes to prepare and look through the songs and give out to Callum if you think they're too hard and have big debates.
Can I propose something?
Just to say, the golden ticket is on its holidays for the summer.
Of course.
It's back in September.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It was won on Friday. Yeah. Sadly, I wasn't here again. But moving on from that, I'm a little bit off today. It's my first day back after a week off.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you noticed, I'm just not really at the races. And the reason being...
Yeah, we are carrying the show.
The reason being is because yesterday I got home from my holidays and I slaved away. I said I'm going to make myself lovely breakfast for the week and I slaved away making a delicious orange zest granola.
Oh, very nice.
Spent all day yesterday preparing this.
I don't know why I said very nice. I wouldn't never touch it. But
it is delicious. Okay. Yesterday I packed it up in a lunchbox with some berries and some slices of orange. And then this morning I got the lunchbox out of the fridge and I brought it into work. What do you have with granola? I ask.
Natural yogurt.
Cream. Ice cream.
Where is the yogurt? It's in my fridge.
Oh no.
At home.
Oh no, that's really stressing
me out.
The
yogurt's in my fridge.
Just to let
you know. The granola's in my bag.
If Aisling hasn't eaten something decent by about 20 past 8, she's not herself.
We hear from her.
No. So here's the thing, guys. We no longer have to spend the next few minutes preparing for the golden ticket like we normally do off air.
Okay.
I live in town. Would you mind if I nipped home to get me yogurt? I think I have time.
Are you serious?
I actually think I could do it if I ran.
We need to get through the traffic. We have to get through news and sport. You think you'll be back in time?
I think I could be back for 5 past 8 if I nipped home, got my yogurt.
You think you'll be back in less than 9 minutes?
I'm very confused.
I think I can do it. Go now.
I'm going to
the producer, Callum, for coming.
I'm going to start now.
No, I don't care. I'm just going. See you soon.
Why are you timing us? She just needs to be back for news.
I just want to know how long she's going to be. She's actually gone. The neck, like, can't just walk out and leave your show. She's gone, like.
Well, to be fair, we're going into news and sport. We don't need to do anything for the next 5 minutes.
How did she just approve that?
She just looked at me. I didn't do anything.
Spins fully charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Wake up, Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
We got the morning routine.
Hello, hello, hello. We just had her back after a week off and sure she's gone again.
Yeah.
In case you weren't with us in the last few minutes, Aisling back from her holidays and is having a bit of a mare. She spent the whole day yesterday slaving away, making some granola, orange zest granola, I believe.
She's very bougie, isn't she?
And
I'm glad she's gone again.
Just to let you know, listening, if she doesn't eat by about 8:15 in the show, She doesn't have a good day.
No.
She likes, she has a routine.
She takes it out on us. And I can't take the pain anymore.
Really scary. She lives in town and a few minutes ago she said, you know what? I'm going to leg it and I'll be back after news and sport. Well, would you look at that? She's not back in town.
No, she's not. And like, I thought she'd be coming in. I thought she'd maybe be playing a little bit of a trick on us where she'd come in mid us talking, but no.
She basically went all the way home to get the yogurt that's meant to go with said granola.
Wait, I just saw someone run by.
Here she is. Well done. Wow.
Why are we saying well done?
How late am I?
You are about 30 seconds late.
Oh, not bad.
That's
all
right.
Not bad at all.
You love an LA marathon run yourself.
Oh my gosh.
That took you all of 8 minutes and 30 seconds.
Was it worth it?
Oh, it will be. It will be once I've caught my breath.
I don't know how you managed to do that, but not only did you make it to home and back in those few minutes, you also managed to Insta-story it as you went.
Yeah. I put a little documentation up on my Instagram.
Like
I have about 6 minutes of an ad break and the news and sport. I'm going to try run home, get my yogurt, come back to work and see if I don't miss any time in the show.
Well done, girl.
You missed 30 seconds, so that will be deducted from your pay.
Okay, that's fair. I'm happy enough. There was a lot of confused delivery drivers, a lot of confused tourists looking at me. One girl walked by me wearing her AirPods and she kind of gave me a knowing smile. And it was when I was holding the yogurt. I wondered, did this girl, was she listening to Spin?
Well, good morning
if
to
so,
you.
You know where I live. Please treat that information with discretion.
Okay, listen, she's not going to be like a briar. She has her yogurt. Woo! We can move on. On Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling, what's the story?
Oh yeah.
That being one of the biggest songs in the world right now. Speaking of, and another one that's doing serious business. And actually, I'm kind of scratching my head as to why Sabrina Carpenter released her follow-up single, Please, 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 on Friday. You'd think she would have just left it alone for another little while because Espresso is still dominating worldwide.
Yeah, she could easily ride the Espresso wave for another few weeks.
Absolutely. People are dubbing it potentially Song of the Summer.
Yeah.
But now she's kind of contending herself with the follow-up. Anyway, Espresso, as you know, is a massive song. It's incredibly catchy. It's in everyone's ears. It's on everyone's reels online, etc. But following the success of it, she has revealed on Instagram across the weekend that she's going to collaborate with an ice cream company for espresso-flavoured ice cream. It writes itself.
Yeah, it was sitting there.
But wouldn't she bring out a coffee?
Yeah, you'd imagine so. A particular...
That would make a lot more sense.
Why ice cream? Like, just bring out an espresso.
And also, I feel like espresso-flavoured ice cream has been done before. She could have done, like, espresso-flavoured lollipop or something a bit different.
Yeah,
she could.
I do think the ice cream might tie in. I could be wrong or overthinking this. But her new album that's coming out in August is called Short and Sweet. So maybe she wanted to stick with the sweetness.
Sweetness,
ice cream kind of being more of a sweet treat kind of a thing. So there's an open carton on it. She's eating it. It looks like chocolate swirled. It looks unreal. But it just got me thinking about like other celebrities and their song titles and how they didn't really take advantage enough.
Or they didn't capitalise.
Of merch collaborations.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll kick off Miley Cyrus, her big hit Flowers. Like the bouquets, Miley Cyrus bouquets could have been available in florists worldwide.
Yes. Or like a pop-up. Exactly. In New York or something, like you could see that being really big.
Not New York, Dublin. Why not?
Or Dublin, course.
So like Ariana Grande, Cappuccino.
From what song?
Well, just Ariana Grande.
Oh! Her name is Grande.
A Grande,
name.
A Grande
Very good.
Cappuccino.
With you. Billie Eilish, her song Bad Guy, Guardi uniform merch. Be pretty good. Little cap.
That's a nice one.
High viz.
Bizarre. I like it.
I was thinking for Ariana Grande's song Rain On Me, there could have been umbrellas.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like Rain On Me all you want, I'm protected with my Rain On Me umbrella.
Yeah, clever.
Hosier and Too Sweet, team up with some treacle.
Treacle. Or Dip Dabs.
Dip Dabs were the worst ever.
They're too sweet. Yeah.
Arts Mass, that song, I Like the Way You Kiss Me. Breath Mints. Hello.
Yes.
Yeah,
That's very good.
I think that'd be pretty good. Taylor Swift and Post Malone could have teamed up with Sunway for their song Fortnite for 2 week holiday deals.
really good. Yeah.
Do you want to go to Tarmalinos? Well, here's a special deal to celebrate the release of Fortnite.
Exactly.
Taylor Swift and the Tortured Poets Department, the overall album, could have teamed up with the Irish legendary books Revise Wise, the English for the higher and ordinary level.
Very good.
Very nice.
Yeah, helping out students.
Beyonce, her song Partition. Office Supplies Ireland.
Very good.
A lot of partitions were needed on the back of COVID, separating people around the desks
that
and all the
too.
Rest.
And in an open plan office, they're essential, wouldn't you say?
Wouldn't our pals Des Kelly Interiors liked a bit of a team up with David Guetta and Joel Corry on Beds for their song Beds.
Very good. Very
it was
good.
Right there.
It was. I'm thinking Dua Lipa could team up with Locksmith based off the song Houdini.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Or like Eminem now has a song of the similar name.
Also yeah, Houdini.
Right there.
Yeah.
Anne-Marie. Just based on the song of Unhealthy, could bring out her own range of pizzas and chicken goujons.
She could.
Like that.
Definitely.
Her smokes, yeah.
Her smokes.
Her smokes, yeah. Noah Kahan could bring in a range of lovely decorative walking sticks.
Oh, that'd be
stick
nice.
Stick season.
Stick
yeah.
season.
I was
good.
Thinking as well, logs, you know, for stick season.
Yeah, true. He could be a lumberjack.
A lumberjack.
But just in general, from actual celebrities' names, like, I mean, Britney Spears could bring out old Bronze Age weapons.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
Fantastic shout.
Or Ray could bring out sunglasses, Ray-Bans.
Oh!
Oh, boom, 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 boom.
He just came in, he's stolen, he conquered. Morning. I want to say it's good to be back, but it's still a bit early. I think in the last 9 days, I haven't been awake at this time, or at least for another hour, because I was on holidays in Italy.
Italy.
Well, technically, I was in Sicily, but I think it is part of Italy, but I'd say they'd like to be considered Sicilians first.
Okay.
That's the vibe
I was
getting.
They have their own flag.
They have their own flag. It is a head with three legs sticking out of it.
Yes, it's cool.
A very cool flag. So I was in Sicily with my boyfriend Alex. We did a couple of days in Palermo, which is like the city that we flew into.
Isn't that in the White Lotus?
It is in the second season of the White Lotus, yeah.
Which you can stream with a Now Entertainment membership, everybody.
And it's actually fantastic. And I hate to say that watching the White Lotus was the moment that we kind of went,
oh, I think we should go to Sicily.
Really?
Yeah, it's just so lovely. It looks so gorgeous. Like, I dare you to watch that and not want to go.
Yeah, fair.
So then we also went to a beach town kind of near Palermo called Mondello, where I saw...
That's in Kildare.
I was just going to say...
There's loads of car racing.
Distinct lack of sports cars in this Mondello. A lot less noisy. I have very little Italian. I've only ever been to Rome before, and it was when I was like 10. But I quickly realised that you can get around Italy by using just one word.
Oh.
So this morning on the show, I want to teach you Italian using only one word.
Yay.
Hey, I'm excited.
It felt like any time I spoke to an Italian person on the trip, they responded with just this word. So if anyone asks you a question while you're in Italy, all you have to say is, prego.
Prego. Beautiful.
Prego.
Beautiful.
I heard the word prego 1,000 times while I was away in the week. It means anything from you're welcome to not at all, no worries, please, after you, go for it.
Really?
All of these things. Yeah. And I soon picked that up because I was like, I just thought prego was please.
Yeah.
But then I was getting pleased left, right and centre. And I was like, hang on.
So it depends on...
that's another story for after the watershed.
Of 9 a.m. So they would just be like, prego for like, come here.
Prego, 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 prego. Yeah,
no
like,
way.
Like you walk past a restaurant on the street, prego, 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 prego. Prego everywhere, okay?
That's
okay.
Gas.
This is how you speak Italian. And these are all the questions that if they ask you these questions, you can just answer with prego. Prego.
Nice one.
Would you like a table for two? Prego.
Prego.
Prego. That'll be 10 euros, senora. Prego. Prego. Will I bring another basket of bread? Prego.
Prego.
Oh, prego, yes. Did you have a nice stay at the Airbnb? Mmm, prego.
Really?
I don't know, maybe. Where are you from? Prego. It could be the Italian for bread. I don't know. Do you mind if I pop into this church for a quick prayer? Prego.
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 Prego. What's your favourite TV host? Oh, prego, Winfrey. Or are you full of pizza or are you just pregnant? Prego.
Prego. Prego.
So there you go.
Amazing. You know what's similar? I've Spanish family and obviously they... chatting away in front of you, having a clue what's going on.
Yeah.
So all I ever say sometimes if anyone's trying to speak to me in Spanish, their friends is, oh, bueno, bueno.
Bueno, bueno.
Yeah. Bueno.
Si bueno, bueno. Si bueno.
Si bueno. Bueno.
Easy.
What's the Ireland equivalent? Just grand?
Grand.
Grand, grand,
grand. Grand.
Sure, look.
Yeah,
Sherlockless. Who needs to?
Isn't that it? Huh?
Yeah. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Ashley. Emma, Dave and Ashling in the morning.
Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here. Yeah. It spins fully charged, recharged. Good morning. It's not often I get up on my high horse, but I am hopping up immediately because I realised over the weekend that I am the best little employee that this company has ever seen.
I'm going to need proof of that.
Sounds like a bit of a reach to me, but okay.
I don't know, guys. Have a think about it, right? I do a lot of work.
Oh, yeah, you do, yeah.
I do a lot of work for multiple things in the whole company.
Mm.
And then I realised over the weekend, it is the 10th of June, and I have taken back all holiday days.
Okay.
Like, hardly anything. I have taken, since January 1st, 2 days off.
How many sick days?
Okay, that was not part of this.
How many times did you leave Aisling hanging on her own there?
It's a valid question. Twice. It's a valid question.
Yeah.
Two days.
We're going to forget about the sick days for a second and just think about the fact that 2 days away, like those three sick days, I thought I really wanted to be in work, but I couldn't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I was sick.
Oh,
it was an awful
so
time.
Badly
it was an awful time.
You wanted to be in.
Oh, he was crying.
But two sick days, I think, wow, a CEO, hello.
Oh, you mean two annual leave days?
Two annual leave days. I think I'm absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, you're also absolutely exhausted and really need some time off. So,
I am shattered.
You're hanging on by a singular thread, and it's bizarre that you haven't taken any time off for yourself.
It is. But riddle me this for a second, Dave. Do you think your employer would prefer you to take 2 annual leave days in the first 6 months and then, what is it, 20 in the rest of the year?
Yeah.
Or would you rather that you spread it out evenly throughout the year to avoid serious disruption to the schedule like me, where I have taken a perfect 10 annual leave days so far?
10?
10.
10 annual leave days.
You know what I've taken? 15.
15.
I've taken 15 days.
See,
so.
I think I have taken the least amount of annual leave days in the country.
Right. Yeah, but that's your own fault. Yeah,
I'm not saying it's my fault. I'm thinking it's just me being a really good employee. I'm like, I don't want to get away from work. I'm loving working.
Okay, so here's what you do then, right? So you've only taken 2. So give myself an Ash.
Oh, no, I can't. I asked if I could give them away. I couldn't.
Oh,
I wanted to keep working. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the bosses said, no, you know, you have to go on holidays.
Are you going to say, bosses, you know what, I won't take them off. Just pay me for them. I'll just keep
working. Yeah.
One of those.
No,
that's a good idea. Actually, you know what? That's what he should do.
No, I don't think that's possible either.
The show would fall apart without him.
You wouldn't be able to cope.
No, I wouldn't.
So you think you've taken the least amount of annual leave of anyone in Dublin?
I think of anyone in the country, yeah.
And
2 annual leave days. I know I've had 3 sick days. Shut up about them now for a second. It is all about the annual leave days. 2 days off in however many days since January 1st to June 23rd.
That is long. You need a break.
I am shattered. I'm in bits.
Did you just want a little woe is me?
A little what?
Woe is me.
Woe is me.
Mm.
I've no idea what that is.
Oh.
A little woe is me.
I still haven't. Say it slower.
Oh, just woe is me.
Is that like I'm sad?
Yeah.
Oh, I look at me, I'm a digress.
So you think you've taken the least. Emma, you might have taken the most annual leave days of anyone in Dublin, but let's see.
So we are curious. How many annual leave days have you taken this year? I know we sound like HR, but we're just curious. Text us 087 711 1038. How many annual leave days have you taken this year? There's no way in hell it's less than me. We've just been discovering that I'm the best little employee this company has ever seen. Reason being, it's the 10th of June. We are 6 months into the year and I've only taken 2 annual leave days. Don't ask how many sick days. It doesn't matter.
Irrelevant.
It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. I have only taken 2 annual leave days and I think that is quite impressive. I've worked for 6 months straight. I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
I need a break.
I've taken 10 so far this year and Emma has taken 15.
15?
She's really front loaded the year.
Well, I love the way you can't make that out like you've done something great by not taking it, because you need to use them before the end of the year. You know what I mean?
I will. But I'll take them, you know, when the boss isn't under pressure.
Oh, no.
When the boss feels like... When the boss... See, I'm the glue...
This is the biggest load of crap I've ever heard out of your mouth.
I'm the glue that holds this show together.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah. Anyone listening to this show right now, they have listened any time over the last 6 months I've been on. Used to have been off. You were off last week, you were off the week before, you were off the week before that. I've been the only steady thing on this show.
Cool. Aideen, you work in HR, do you?
I do indeed, Jeff.
And Aideen, how much of a good employee am I, having only taken 2 annual leave days in 6 months?
You're a definition of a HR nightmare.
I knew it.
Well, I'm one of them for many other reasons, but I didn't think this would be the reason. Why am I a HR nightmare for this?
Because your leave is supposed to be spread out throughout the year to prevent people like yourself getting burnout.
Okay.
So she's thinking of your mental health and your physical health.
Emma and Ash are laughing at the thought of me being burnt out from anything.
I think if Dave didn't work at all, he'd be burnt out.
Look, I just get overwhelmed very easily, okay? But, okay, so I'm a HR nightmare. So you're saying that my head of HR outside, who is...
Joanne!
Yeah, Joanne and Annette, they're going to really, really dislike me because I've not spread them out.
No, yeah.
Yeah, and the fact that you're highlighting them probably isn't the best idea either.
Maybe we should stop talking about
it. Yeah.
Is there a situation where he could have those days revoked?
Probably not, but he could be forced to take them at a time that he doesn't necessarily want
to. Okay, right. And Aideen, tell me this. How many annual leave days have you taken?
That's not up for debate.
She's only taken 4. I know she has.
She's in annual. She's in a HR mode now, doesn't want to catch herself out.
Well, I'm about to take a week off, so...
Very nice. That'll very nice. So okay. Am I. I'll see you
and
in Lanzarote.
Are you burnt out, Aideen?
No, never.
Never.
Agree. HR never burn out.
Never.
Thanks, Aideen. Bye-bye.
See you, Aideen.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. All right, Dave. So not as all as well as it seems.
No, not good at all. I'm waiting for an email to come in from Netflix. I'm after highlighting it.
Nikita is standing
Nikita.
By.
Nikita, how many annual leave days have you taken this year?
21 so far,
oh.
And another 14.
Now, hold on. Tell me this. Hold on a second now, Nikita. Have you taken 21 days this year already, or have you booked 21 days?
No, I've taken 21 days.
What? Where have you been?
We went to Manchester at the start of January.
For 3 weeks?
So I was off for 5 days.
Okay.
And then the week later, I went to Kilkenny for 3 days.
Nice.
Grand.
Then I went to Portugal for a week and I took the week off when I came back because I was so tired.
Oh, yeah, because you need them.
You do.
So it was like days that the kids were off school that I like randomly took here and there.
And Nikita, what do you do?
That you have so many days left.
I work in the creche.
Right.
Don't help me on the radio.
I won't. But,
there must be no kids in it.
But do you get... Is this like paid leave?
Yeah, so my paid leave is finished now. So all the rest of my holidays from now until next January are going to be unpaid.
And did you say you have another 14 days to take?
Yeah.
I actually want to applaud this.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That is the way to do it.
Incredible, Nikita.
Your life.
If
incredible.
You can afford to take unpaid leave, take 5 weeks.
Honestly. Yeah.
Go for it.
Where are you going?
Yeah, that's my motto.
You're dead right.
Where are you going with your next 14 days?
Well, I'm off. My son is turning 3 and it's on a Monday, so I can't send him into creche for that. So
oh, no, that'd be awful.
That day off. And then we're going to Salou down in September.
Lovely.
And then we're going somewhere else, but I can't say because I have kids in the car.
The life of Riley.
Ooh, I love your life, Nikita. Go forth and slay.
So do I.
Good for you.
Have a great day, Nikita.
But talk to you later.
I love the way, by the way, that we say, isn't it wonderful Nikita's taking 21 days? Fair play to her. Unbelievable. Dave taking 2 days. Yeah, but you still do nothing. You do nothing.
Yeah, well, you're a colleague and Nikita's our friend.
0877111038. How many annual leave days have you taken this year? Let us know. Cuiva said, taking my first annual leave day tomorrow. Off to Spain for a week. Well deserved. Mind you, I'm with Dave on this. I would sell my holiday days if I could. I never said such a thing.
Oh my God, Cuiva, you mad thing.
We're still looking for someone with 0.
Less than me even.
Yeah.
Not happening. First though, we've been talking about how many annual leave days have you taken this year. You can tell us on 0877111038. This is all because I'm only taking 2 because I'm such a wonderful employee.
That's what you think. Claire has gotten in touch. She's on the opposite end of the spectrum. She says, thought I was bad. I've no annual leave left.
No.
And I have a holiday in July not booked off yet. What are you going to do about that? Claire.
Oh God, that's a lot of days in lieu, I'd say.
None left on the 10th of June.
That's me.
That's a sticky situation.
Do you need me on a Saturday morning?
Happy to do it for you.
Do you need me on Sunday? It's like, no, we don't open Sunday.
Happy to work on a Sunday. Yeah. No bother whatsoever.
I'll sweep the floors.
So Dave is very proud of his punch with his 2. And with that in mind, we must speak to Erica. Erica, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Come here, darling. We must hear from you. You might be the most important caller on our show this morning.
Why?
How many annual leave days have you taken over the last 6 months, Erica?
Don't you dare say it, Erica. Don't you dare say it.
Come on, Erica.
1 half day and 0 sick days.
Yeah.
Wow.
And a half.
Talk us through the half day, Erica. I'd love to be able to take a half day. I'd be done. I'd be done by now.
What was that for?
I had to get my car fixed.
Okay. Wow. That's grim that they made you.
I had to go to Navin to get my car fixed.
That's really grim that they made you take a half day for that. What do you do, Erica?
I work in tech on a policy and training team.
Right, okay. And you don't need a break?
I am taking some annual leave in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Please tell me you're off for like 3 weeks.
No, I'm only taking 7 annual leave days, but then I'm taking 10 to go to Vegas in September as well.
So. Okay, so you have a bit to look forward to. That's okay.
There's a plan. Yeah. There's methods to the madness.
Has it been a very long 6 months for you, gal?
It hasn't been too bad with like loo days and holidays.
Days in loo.
I've heard it all now. Days in loo.
And me here thinking I was like really, really bad for taking two. Oh, you've taken days, Erica. You've taken days.
Listen, Erica, thanks a million.
I had to work a bank holiday in order to get the loo.
Okay. We'll give you that.
Cheers, on. Talk to you later.
See ya, Erica.
Spins fully charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up, rise and shine.
Monday the 10th of June, you're on Summer's number one hit music station. This is Spin.
Good morning.
So all last week on the show, Ash, obviously you were away.
I was.
And you missed out on a whopper prize that we had on the show. We were celebrating the release.
The latest film, yeah. Bad Boy series, Ride or Die.
Yeah, it's in cinemas now. Will Smith, Martin Lawrence back together. And they're on the run in the big screen event of the summer. Cool. So what we did every day was, we gathered a qualifier on the daily, and each day someone won themselves a 400 euro one for all voucher.
Oh, lovely.
Mad.
Very nice.
Happy days.
So but congratulations then, to all Lauren, Kira, Jonathan and Karen.
Yeah, they were our four qualifiers. And then on Friday, we put them all into a draw and we made a call after the show.
I bet there was an upgrade, was there?
There was an upgrade. Oh, well done, you.
What was the upgrade?
Well, wait till you hear this now. You'd be raging, right? Because we called one of them back and gave them a 2,000 euro holiday voucher to live it up in Miami.
What?
We basically sent them to Miami.
That's unreal.
We learned that the budget for the show goes up when you're away.
They don't have to pay one of those.
That's unreal.
Yeah, so this is how it all went down when we called our grand winner after the show on Friday. It was Kira.
Hey, how are you?
Good to see ya.
Kira, when were we talking to you?
Wednesday.
And Kira, were you the girl who was a carer for a 100-year-old
man? I'm going out now for another person.
Amazing. Kira, I've really, really good news for you. You have just won a 2,000 euro travel voucher to live it up in Miami.
Stop!
Yeah! This is a good Friday, isn't it?
No, you're taking the
Where, Kira? I swear.
Oh my God. Kira. I'm going all red.
Kira, have you ever been to Miami?
No, but it's a dream.
Well, your dream has just come true. You've won a 2,000 euro travel voucher. You'll be living it up, girl.
No. Oh my God, you're going to be like
Thank you. Football. I really appreciate that. Come here.
Kira, you deserve it. I mean, we felt like we actually really, really hoped your name would come out of the hat, and we're really, really glad it did. So congratulations.
Wasn't it you, Kira, who said that your client, who's 100, doesn't look a day over 80?
Oh, he doesn't. It's actually crazy. And his wife only got out of hospital as well. She was in hospital sick for, I think, a week. And she only came home the day that I actually won the voucher.
Amazing.
So it was luck, really. I was delighted to see her that she's home.
Kira, congratulations. 2,000 euro travel voucher up for grabs. Unbelievable.
You're going to Miami.
I can't believe
Let's
that.
Go. Congratulations. Thanks Happy so Friday. Much. Have a great weekend, Kira.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Good luck.
Goodbye.
Oh,
she was
that
great.
Was lovely.
She was absolutely buzzing.
Yeah, she was
class. Imagine, Ash, someone said to you, she doesn't look a day over 80.
And that being a compliment. Yeah. We haven't mentioned a very big birthday yesterday for one animated character, this guy.
God, he was annoying, wasn't he?
He still is. Yeah. He's still going. He's still kicking. That is Donald Duck.
I was so terrified. I was like, whose birthday was it? Was it Callum's? Was it Emma's?
You know what's funny? I still remember as a child, I must have been no more than 5 or 6 being on holidays with family, friends, and one of the older brothers, teenagers, say when I was 4 or 5, could do the best Donald Duck impression, and it just entertained me for the
My
whole
dad week. Could always do that.
You can do a good
I can,
Donald,
but I can't speak. I can only do the...
Oh, well, I don't think he does speak.
Does he not speak? Does he not
I think that's the impression that really entertained me.
That's very good. Okay, well, Donald Duck was 90 yesterday.
90?
Wow. That being he was created 90 years ago on the 9th of June. What would it be? 1934.
Doesn't look a day over 80.
No, he looks very well for himself. Yeah. Time magazine shared some fun facts about Donald Duck, if you'd like to hear them.
Go on, give us some fun facts. Go on.
Did you know that Donald Duck has a middle name?
No.
Oh, Donald... No.
Fauntleroy.
That was going to be my second choice.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's very 1934, I think.
Love it. Fauntleroy.
Donald Fauntleroy Duck.
Amazing.
Yeah. He has a twin sister called Della Duck. And do you know the name of his three nephews?
No.
Huey, Dewey and Louie.
Ah, yeah. Have you heard of them? I have heard of them.
Yeah, it's a bit of a throwback, yeah.
Donald Duck also has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Does he?
Yeah, which is mad.
That is kind of cool.
That doesn't make any sense. He's not a real person.
What?
Somebody has to make that noise.
This is true. Today we're going to play a little game in honour of Donald Duck's 90th birthday. Is this... older or younger than Donald Duck?
Oh, bring it on. I love an L game.
I think some of these might be kind of tricky. I'll start off with another cartoon animal, Bugs Bunny. Is Bugs Bunny older or younger than Donald Duck?
Bugs Bunny has got to be older.
Older?
Yeah,
definitely. All right, let's go with that. Older.
Wrong.
Oh.
Bugs Bunny's younger, but I think I would have guessed older too. He gives off a sort of vintage...
Like the OG Looney Tunes.
Yeah, yeah. Bugs Bunny is 83. Looking well as well.
He is.
The walkie-talkie.
The walkie-talkie.
90. I'm going to say it's older.
Yeah, it would have been like using the wars and stuff like that. Sure.
I don't think so, but I would say... Oh, now I don't know. Now you've thrown me. I'm behind the pole. Okay, can I change my mind and say no, younger?
The walkie-talkie is younger than Donald Duck.
No.
By 3 years, the walkie-talkie's 87.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Is that the walkie-talkie as in the things you talk into?
Yeah, yeah.
Or is this not, it's not a Looney Tune character I haven't heard of?
No, it is the thing you talk into. Yeah, yeah. The actor, Dick Van Dyke. He sings Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
He's got to be older. I'm going everything is older than Donald Duck.
I don't know.
I'm going to say older.
You can pick this one.
The actor, Dick Van Dyke, is 98 years old.
Yay!
He is older. How about the Cadbury's cream egg?
Oh, Cadbury's has been around forever. The,
cream egg
is very kind of mod, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think they, in 90 years ago, they could have got that goo in there.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I think you would have been horrified by the goo.
Yeah, you would have been.
You just wanted a square of chocolate.
No, you would have thought that would be the devil 90
years
ago.
I'm
going to
say, yeah, that would have been the devil. You're right. Hello, Callum.
Did you know that they hand-placed the goo in the white cream eggs? I watched a documentary about this.
Wait, and not in the brown?
Yeah, because they're mass-produced and the white ones are hand-produced.
That's mad.
Every day on this show is a learning.
This is the first time that I've talked during the show today.
And it was gold. Yeah. Pure gold.
Well, you won't hear from me again then.
Okay, so I think we're going to agree that the cream egg is younger than Donald Duck.
I can tell you that the Carby's cream egg is younger than Donald Duck. 61 years old. However, the filled egg is older. Cadbury's were filling eggs, but you're right, not with the goo.
Yeah, there you go. What were they filling it with?
God knows. The microwave.
Oh, the microwave.
90 years ago. Not a chance.
I'm trying to think of conversations I've had at my granny. Like, what's the story? How did you heat food? Like,
there's not a chance. It was 100. It was like, well, the way my parents go on, they barely had a radiator. Do you know what I mean? Like, you barely had a fire back.
Your parents are, 50 or 60.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, okay, 90 years. Like, there's
so are you saying the microwave is not older than Donald Duck?
Yeah, it's younger than Donald Duck.
All right, I'll go with Dave.
The microwave is younger than Donald Duck. It's 77. Second last one, the hot dog.
Where's the one with these examples?
This one's a little bit tentative. My facts are a little bit dodgy on this
one. I'm still going to go younger.
I'd like to go older on
this. Right, let's go older.
I think it's been around forever.
Okay.
It's just literally
I think it's a new thing.
The hot dog is definitely older than Donald Duck.
Oh.
The year in which the first hot dog was invented is dubious. It is said that the first Frankfurter was put in a bun in 1880.
Okay.
Making it 144 years old. Okay. We'll go with that one.
Very good.
And finally, Ritz crackers.
Oh, Ashling's favourite.
My favourite crackers.
Ritz crackers.
They've been around a while, I'd say. I'd say they were like...
But how would you produce them like that?
I don't know, but I'd imagine they were kind of like a little treat back in the day. Like, I know they're still a treat now, but like, oh God. God, if you came home with Ritz crackers, you knew someone was a motto 90 years
still
ago.
A bloody treat.
Okay, yeah, so what are you saying?
I'd say on the box they probably have founded in 1600 or something like that.
So you're going to say older?
Yeah.
All right, I'll stick with Dave.
It was a trick question. The same age as Donald Duck.
Wow.
Yes, also celebrating their 90th birthday this year.
Well, congratulations.
And we'll do it all again for the big one.
91.
91.
Bring it on. Oh, lads, it was quite the weekend. I know, Ash, you were away, but Friday night we had our Spin summer drinks.
Yes.
So we were all together, all hanging out on the weekend. And then on Saturday, we were telling you on the show on Friday that myself and Dave were heading off to a spa.
Yes.
I missed the best week of the year.
I think you did.
You actually did.
The bloody golden ticket went. There was an actual Spin night out.
Yeah, it was so good.
I just went to a spa without me.
Yeah, the whole reason we went to the spa was because back on the show in January, Dave had I would say, 20% of a spa experience on a weekend away.
Yeah, I went to some crap one, like in a hotel.
Oh, you gave out about it, yeah.
I was like, spas are crap.
Yeah, so I've been saying to Dave ever since, you don't get it. You need to go to a spa and properly get the experience. Because he's always saying, like, I hate massage. I'd hate someone touching me.
Yeah.
I was like, nah, you'd actually love it. Mm. So off we went. The random crew of myself, my housemate Emer, Dave and his housemate Ben.
That is so random.
And we met in Ballymount at a place called Unique Day Spa, and they have lots of different things there, right? And what I mean by that is it's not just a massage.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Okay.
So we all started off.
Wait till you hear the stuff that these have got.
We had kind of doubled up in two. So me and Emer were going together for like the joint massages, and obviously Ben and Dave were going off together for the joint massages and stuff. They were like, how do you want to work this out? And we were like, oh, we'll stick with the girls.
Yeah, I'll stick with Ben.
And the boys will stick together, please.
Did you cross paths at all?
Yeah, no, it was brilliant.
So often, yeah.
This is why I love this so much, because we were all doing different things at different times and rotating.
Okay.
So there was a little bit of chats in the middle. So up first was the standard massage. Gorgeous. This all happened at the same time in two different rooms, okay? And it was luxurious. Like to say, I actually think at one point I might have drifted off.
Oh, yeah.
And you know when you wake up in that panic if you're in the middle of a massage going, oh no, have I missed it? It's nearly over now. How long have I been asleep for in your head, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know about you, but as soon as I start getting massaged, because you've no real concept of time, I'm like, I hope it's not nearly over.
I had a bit of a different experience.
Yeah, you talked to me about your experience.
I kept laughing throughout my entire massage.
It's probably because you were with Ben, but
One, because Ben kept falling asleep, and every so often you just hear... And then the other thing was sometimes they dig into your skin really, really hard, and I just couldn't stop laughing because I was picturing them doing it with wooden spoons so they wouldn't have to touch me, because that's what I'd do if I was a masseuse. I wouldn't be touching anyone. Mm. But do you remember in Friends, Ross and he thinks he's gonna, and he gets the old man in and he starts like massaging with wooden spoons, and I just kept thinking about this and laughing.
Yeah.
So I wasn't that relaxed.
And do you know what? Halfway through
that's
this,
my fault though.
Halfway through this, I was actually lying there stressed out during my massage going, I hope Dave's not laughing in there now. I hope he's taking this seriously.
See Emma's shoulders rolling. That fella better not be making a mockery of us.
So the next thing was, we both experienced the salt room. This was half an hour of sitting in a room. All the salts came from Romania. It's really good for respiratory system.
Cool.
And they have these little kind of salt pillows, really good for the ladies around the reproductive area.
Are you rubbing salt into your body?
No, you're not. It's very much, your breathing is amazing. Oh, we had a drink. We had great chats in there. We loved it. Now, we did this after the boys. And the boys had come out and had a very different experience.
Yeah, they were coming in and we were going out. And literally they were coming in and I was like, get ready for the most boring 40 minutes of your life. And they were like, what? And then the girl said, no, you can go back in and sit together. And I was like, I thought we were out. Like, I thought we were getting out of this place.
What did you guys get up to for the half an hour? And they said, we were on TikTok.
You're on your phone.
We were sitting in a room. It's like a waiting room. Yeah, there's salt on the wall, but so what?
They sat there.
You and Ben love having the chats.
That's what we did, but like 40 minutes, just us two. The
limits of your relationship is really...
The coverage was really bad in there.
Because you're not meant to be on your phone. The next thing we went to was the dry flotation room. Essentially, this is a waterbed, okay?
Oh, cool.
So you get in, then they press the button and all the water comes up and around you and kind of sucks you into place. They say if you sleep in this thing for 30 minutes, it does the equivalent to your body as a 6-hour sleep.
Whoa.
So really positive stuff here. Me and Emer had a ball. We half chatted and then said, now stop talking to me. I want to get my sleep. And it was so relaxing and so beautiful. I was starting to drift by the end of it.
Oh, beautiful.
The lads had a different experience.
This was the biggest load of shite I have ever seen. Right? I felt like I was in a lunch bag. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it just filled with water. And I was there kind of floating. And I was, you were supposed to sleep in this thing. I was like a whale in a bath. Trying to swim. Like, obviously, you're not in the water. You're kind of on top of the water.
The imagery in my mind is absolutely bizarre.
You're just kind of floating there.
You do feel like a bit of a sloppy fish, but it's unreal.
Do you have to, like, put a bit of effort in to float? Or
No, you do it all.
Speaking of effort, final room I want to tell you about. Now, I absolutely loved this, Aisling. The infra-shape room.
Okay.
Essentially, you're lying down. Mm. You get your legs and everything from one of your waist down are sucked into this machine. And then you're transported to wherever you want to be. Italy, LA, whatever.
Why?
And you're cycling, okay? So they have this like infrared light. It goes really hot, like you'd be really, really sweaty mess halfway through this. And Emer burned, she worked so hard on this, she burned 1,020 calories, legitimately, I Googled it afterwards, in half an hour. I half hour sit and did 620. Still.
That's huge.
Delighted with myself. I loved this experience.
Yeah, let me
guess.
It
was fabulous. And Dave said
to me, she brought me to the gym. She said, go in there and start cycling around Italy. I don't care where I'm cycling. I'm on holidays.
Oh, I should have loved Dave's behinds in Italy.
Yeah, you should have. Yeah. I burned, I think, 120 calories. And that was just getting into the feckin' thing.
And then Ben, his housemate, because we did that after that. When we were sitting out in the waiting room and kind of kept meeting each other, Ben just handed me this piece of fabric and I was like, what is that? And he was like, feel it. And I was like, what is it? And I touched it. He was like, they're the shorts I was wearing during that whole thing. And then I made him do it to Emer. I was like, do that to Emer. And Emer shrieked so loud that the lady was like, guys, please, there's massage going on. Anyway, I had a ball.
It was great fun to be.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
All week on the show, we're teaming up with Chemist Warehouse celebrating the launch of their new store. It's now open in Artane Place.
Yeah, Chemist Warehouse is your late night pharmacy, open 7 days a week, which I love. Plus, you can get a big brand fragrances in time for Father's Day. Why don't chemists open on a Sunday? Like, it does my head in.
Especially when Father's Day coming up.
But I still get in pain on a Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact,
probably the day I'd really need
exactly
it.
Exactly, after a Saturday night. We have €200 cash to give away every day this week, all thanks to Chemist Warehouse.
Little game to play. Lindsay's on to give it a go. How are you?
Great, not a bother.
You sound very chirpy. What are you up to? Are you working away or?
No, I'm just actually at home cleaning now. I'm just out to drop my little one to school.
And what cleaning nice. Are you partaking in right now?
Making a bagel first.
Oh, I was going to guess that you're in the kitchen.
Yeah,
it sounds like the kitchen.
Yeah.
Are you a cream cheese bagel user?
That's a very personal question.
What's on the bagel?
Oh, I'm going to have ham, cheese, coleslaw, onion and peppers.
Oh. Mad thing at 9:30 in the morning.
You should have stopped after ham and cheese.
Yeah. I'm feeling a little bit crazy today.
Go on, you mad thing.
I had a really satisfying clean of the kitchen yesterday, lads.
I was only
meant to do the counters and I went, you know what you're getting now? We're getting washed.
Right.
And there was a lot of wind around yesterday, so it all dried in a matter of moments. It was great. Listen, we'd love to sort you with 200 cash, all but thanks to Chemist Warehouse on the show this morning.
Yeah, we're going to play a very silly little game where Callum holds up random things that you can get at Chemist Warehouse. You have 30 seconds to get 3 correct, okay?
Okay.
And then we'll explain to him.
We'll explain to him, and then if you got 3 at the 30 seconds, you win that cash. Are we ready to go?
Listen closely.
Yeah.
Let's go on 3, 2, 1. You put it in your mouth after. Next one. It smells really nice. You spray it on yourself. It's not deodorant.
Perfume.
Yeah, there you go. This is what you wash your hands with.
Soap.
Yeah.
Yep. You put this on you when you get a cut. Another word for a band-aid.
Plaster.
There you go. There's 3.
You had 12 seconds left on the clock, and you have. The first one that caught me. Sorry, mouthwash. I was saying the thing you put in your mouth after you brush your teeth. How would you have done that?
Gargle.
Listerine.
Listerine. Mm-hmm. Good. Okay.
Lindsay, you've just won €200. All thanks to Chemist Warehouse.
Oh, brilliant. Thanks so much, guys.
Easy.
And get back to your bagel now. Enjoy
that, yeah.
I will indeed. Thanks so much.
See you. Bye. Lindsay, bye.
Bye. If you fancy your chances of taking €200 off us tomorrow, all thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Be with us around the same time with Chemist Warehouse. Stop paying too much.
That was just the perfect example of how easy it is to win this €200.
I really like that game.
Even when Emma completely messed up the first one.
Don't say the word. Okay.
Mouth. You put it in your mouth. Put it in your gob. Would have done.
Yeah, I would have been fine.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning. Spins, bully.
Fully Charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.